Or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Floors. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
It's here. Redexum Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Redexum Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road in Valley Park. For more, go to RedexumTurfProducts.com. Redexum Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Hass avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. See how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
tuna burgers.
I know what that really means, Paul Harris. No, thank you.
That was Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 13th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The scene in about, well, less than 48 hours of the big shindig, the big event. We don't even know how it got so big. It just started and snowballed, and we'll tell you all about it and why from 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., this is where you want to be Saturday, on the parking lot at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And why you should get in there before Saturday. There's another good reason to take a test drive. We'll talk after this. The control board masterfully operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advice, we would suggest you get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. I know he's excited. He will be playing live with his band. What's the name of that? What's the name of the band?
The Southside Johnny Band.
At Johnny Londoff Saturday from 11 to 2. You can see them. See them now while you can, because one day soon, you're talking $200 for a ticket to see a sold-out concert by these people. Take advantage of it. Did I say he's in the house with his trouser mouse? Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He be Jimenez in charge of security. He will be providing security Saturday at Johnny Londoff. You won't know him. You won't recognize him. You know what he looks like, but he will be there, and so will his people. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy, just back from Six Flags, he had a meeting with the higher-ups and laid out his proposal for a new roller coaster. Wait, Mr. What?
Cheese.
Mr. Cheese.
Oh.
Now, isn't there a Mr. Freeze?
There is.
There is.
I think they have something close to that already. Rat boy.
Yeah, his looked like a giant piece of Swiss cheese. And in the holes, the roller coaster would actually loop
go
and circle.
Through. Oh.
Yeah, kind of a good idea. But I give it up, if you would please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you so much. Come on now. Thank you. Saturday, 11 to 2, place to be if you're AM and the PM is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, there will be, because look, they're open to the public, and it's going to be hard not to make fun of them. There'll be some, and folks, I'm going to ask you, as respectful AM and the PM people, if somebody pulls in the lot and goes, what's going on here? Don't laugh in front of them. Or don't say, loser. They don't know better. They just don't.
We'll try and convert them over.
Yeah.
To be AM.
You mean you don't know? Aren't you AM and the PM? And they'll go, no, sit down, brother. Let's have a talk. You know how those evangelists, those people that hand out the literature for the church? Oh. We need to approach
sit
it
down,
like
my
that.
Lost son.
Yeah, my lost son and daughter. Sit down and let me tell you a story about a man named Jeff. No, it's different. I'll tell you a story about what it means to be AM and the PM. And they may walk out of there converted and can't wait till Monday to hear the show. 11 to 2, Dan and his band, it's not really his band, but he's in it, vocals, bass, guitar, will be playing 11 to 2. I hope I don't leave anything out here. The grill mistress, Kitty Harrison, will be manning, she'll be womaning the grill. She won't be manning it with hamburgers and hot dogs and brats. Peroni's Pizza will be bringing pizzas to you, AM and the PMers. As long as you eat, keep eating, they'll keep bringing from 11 to 2. Old Town Donuts will have donuts. And, of course, with donuts, you have to have coffee. So there'll be plenty. And when I say plenty, if 300 of you show up, you'll all eat well. If 800 of you show up, you will all eat well, because these people know to be prepared. And if 30 of you show up, we'll all really eat well. So we don't have a clue as to how many people are stopping by. You need to get in there before the end of business tomorrow night and take a test drive in anything. Test drive any Londoff Chevrolet and say that you're AM and the PM, because without it, it's a test drive that won't get you entered into the raffle. And the raffle winner will be announced Monday, and that winner gets a 2-year prepaid lease on a new Chevy Cruze. And if you don't, need that, you go, I really don't need the 2 years of a Chevy Cruze, then you'll get a check for $2,000. It's going to be a great, you can't take that test drive Saturday. You can certainly test drive cars Saturday, but not for the raffle. I know I left something out. I know I left out that Bill Cleveland's going to be there, that Peon's going to be there with his wife Angela and his little son Archie, and then my wife's going to be there, my grandson's going to be there, and that, Colin Jeffrey's going to be there with his wife and his little daughter McKenna, and I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but this is a great time for us to meet, and I don't do this. I've done this for many, many years, and I may not ever do it again. I don't know. I just don't
PlayStation 4.
Oh, it's right. One of the raffle items, they'll be raffling all kinds of things off, is a new PlayStation 4. And Kitty, the grill mistress, has at least a half dozen great items that when you get there Saturday, you make sure to go up to somebody that works there and go, I'm aiming the PM, I want a raffle ticket. And that'll be your ticket for that 3 hours for everything. They just keep giving things away. And if it's your number, then you win that item. So it's going to be fun. We'll see you at Johnny London. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. 24/7 at Londoff.com. If you have any questions, you can call them. The time again is 11 to 2, 314-837-1800. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I sort of know the story about the lady who did the sketch artist who drew Tom Brady in the courtroom, and he didn't like the way it looked, and so she's apologized to him. Again, the pussification of America. That's her style of drawing. If he didn't like it, too bad. But what's interesting to me is that that's something that has not changed since I was a kid, is that when there are no cameras in the courtroom, that goofy artist rendering of people in the jury and people on the stand, that is just
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It probably started before there were cameras that could be, you know, get film fast enough to, see. But nowadays,
we don't need.
It's just...
Let them take a picture. What the heck? You don't need live video, but a quick snapshot or something. I don't get it. I still don't get the stenographer or whatever it's called that does the machine
Really, do we need that?
Yeah, and they do that, and it's really...
We have all kinds of great recording equipment. Run three recorders. They're not all three going to fail. And then you got everything that was said in court. And I'm sorry, I know people have that job. They go, shut up, I need that job. And it's a good-paying job. I'm just the technology part. I don't get. We talked about these video gamers, these kids, mainly young men, who spend their entire days and nights, lots of them, playing video games, competing with people online. And it's their life. They're pale. They don't get any sun. They don't get outside. They don't go to the swimming hole. They play video games. I'll ask Dan this because I don't know if it's true of Peon, but I'll ask Dan. When you were a kid, what was your single most prized possession?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll give you the answer. Your bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
That was your freedom. That was your way to get to your buddy's house. That was your way to go to the store for your mom. I had a basket on. I could pick up a little carton of milk or something.
Yeah.
Your bike was everything. It was like your car was when you were 16. Your bike, man. And I just wonder if a bike is as big a deal to kids as it was when we were kids.
I don't think so.
It was your signature. You were known by your bike.
Yeah, you keep trying to go outside nowadays.
I don't think it is. You know what? One time I had my bike, and I parked it on my front porch. And went in the house, out, and it was gone.
That's a sad. You know what? That's part of what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
That's a sad. So sad. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, thanks.
It scars a kid.
It does.
Yeah. Well,
I never forgot that.
I'll tell you a true story. When I was like 7 or so, there was a kid in our neighborhood, and his name was Al. I remember that because it was an odd name for a little kid. Al. That's like a man's name. But they called him Al, and he had, if we'd had a contest for who has the coolest bike, it would always be Al's bike. Here's what he had on his bike. He had probably 30 reflectors. His whole back fender was a bunch of reflectors. He had the clothespin baseball card making the spokes pop like a motor. He had a killer headlight on it. He had two whip antennas connected to nothing. They were just whip antennas. He had streamers coming out of the handlebars. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
He had killer grips on the handlebars. It was brightly colored, and he had decals on the bike. You couldn't miss him. And ironically, he was hit and killed by a car on his bike. A car hit him and killed him.
Yeah, while he was a kid?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
And when you're a kid and another kid gets killed, you can't even comprehend what happened there. Al, with the coolest bike ever, and the bike got hit by a car.
You would think the car would be able to see him.
Yeah, and he also had bottle caps in between the spokes.
This
bike was tricked out. And remember the luggage rack that sometimes you let girls ride on the back fender? But it wasn't meant for the weight of a person, and it would bend the frame. But they had that luggage rack, and Schwinn made a bike, and maybe others did too, where the whole middle section, instead of a bar, with batteries and a horn and a button on the side. And it was a horn.
Yeah.
And there was a D-cell light on the front fender. You open it up with two D-cells.
That
was your headlight. Bike was everything. And the first...
Yeah, I had, I don't know, I was probably close to a teenager at the time, and I finally, maybe a little younger, 10, 11, 12, but I finally got a really nice bike for Christmas, and I think it got stolen within like 6 months.
Oh my goodness, both of you.
Yeah.
Scarred. All this time I wondered what's wrong with you, and I never knew this story. Now it starts to make sense.
Yes, no.
Remember the banana seat bikes with the high sissy bars?
There's more where that came from.
No, those came along after I was not a kid anymore. I'm from the fat tires, white walls, horn, and headlight on the fender. Generally.
No, yeah, mine had... And this time, I guess it would have been almost early 90s, maybe... But, yeah, it had the pegs on the back.
The pegs, yeah.
Now you just reminded me of something. There was always that kid, and we had this kid, who could ride the bike backwards.
Yes.
Was good at it. He'd sit backwards
and steer, and he's
pedaling facing backwards.
He would actually sit on the handlebars.
Yes.
I knew people that would do that.
And I tried that a couple of times, and I messed my bike up, and it crashed, and I fell, and I couldn't do it. But it was a combination of goofy and cool looking.
Yeah.
And he'd go down the road, hey, look at Donnie. He's going backwards on his bicycle.
And you never wanted to be caught on a girl's bike. No. With that bar
up. What are you, girl? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't do that. Now that's the bike I want to ride. I don't want the boys getting crushed when I'm getting off there. And that never made sense. That should have been the guy's bike.
I know.
And I get the whole skirt thing, stepping in and out. But why not just make them all with the curved down so you don't have that bar crushing the boys?
Mm-hmm.
Pistols Plus, next weekend, the 22nd. And there's a reason I'm telling you this now. There's a gigantic, huge gun consignment auction in the parking lot of Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. They're going to be auctioning off things. Now, if you have guns you want to sell at the auction, I'd get in there and sign up this weekend if you go to the lake. You can do it as late as next Friday, a week from tomorrow, because the following day, the 22nd, is the auction. This is going to be very interesting. They're going to have new in-the-box bows from PSE, Hoyt, Elite, Prime. They'll have crossbows, Matthews Mission. But then in addition to the new-in-the-box bows, if you have guns you want to sell, they'll sell them on consignment at this auction. So that's in the parking lot, the 22nd. Pistols Plus. I go this weekend when you're there. Get signed up for that. Tell them what you want to put into the auction, the consignment auction. I saw a guy get stopped in front of me today. And initially, I think, okay, he's coming for me. But he passed me, and he got the guy up ahead of me. And when he pulled over, as soon as he pulled the guy over, the guy in the car jumps out. Who is it that doesn't know not to do that?
Idiots.
Who could not know?
I've never seen that in person.
I have not seen that for 20 years, and I'm thinking, you moron idiot. He jumped right out of the car and walked toward the police car.
No.
Don't do that. Now, I had to keep moving. I couldn't see what the encounter was. I imagine the cop jumped out and said, get back in your car.
Yes, I'm sure.
But what kind of knucklehead? And he was a grown man. How could you not know after all this time that what you do is sit in your car, roll the window down, put your hands up where they can see them, up on the steering wheel or whatever, and let them see that you're not a threat? You don't jump out of the car. You don't jump out of the car. You walk right back toward the police car. I don't know if he was mad or I don't know. I couldn't hear, but don't do that. You can't do that. We have a radiothon 1 week from today. They're actually broadcasting from Ralston or someplace in Pirena. And I thought I'd run down a few. It's the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, and there are all kinds of things going to be auctioned off throughout that day. What I like to do is give you a chance to bid and participate in our part of the show, and you can do that starting today. See, I get to jump on people, and then we get more money. It's all about how much money can you raise. Let me run through a couple of things here. You can auction or bid on two green seats for a Cardinals game. Green seats are the really, really good seats. Section 7, row C, right in front of the visitors on deck circle. It includes parking, buffet dinner, and drinks, plus in-seat food and drink service throughout the game. Those two seats are valued at $606. They'll be up for auction. Four lower-level tickets and pregame field passes for the St. Louis Rams versus Pittsburgh Steelers game on Sunday, September 27th. That'll be up for auction. How about this? You can bid to get to throw out the first pitch at the annual St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Night at Busch Stadium. A dream for many a baseball fan to throw out the first pitch. That'll be September 21st. Plus, you get four tickets to game. That is an auction item. Dinner for four at Oceano Bistro with Howard Richards and Mike Kelly. If you are a Mizzou football fan, you get to spend the evening at dinner with these guys talking Mizzou football. You can bid on four tickets to both a Cardinals game and a Blues game, preseason game, and dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns, and stay at the Four Seasons Hotel with spa treatments. Now, let me tell you how this works. You could actually bid on this now. A $300 donation. It's not bidding in this case. It's going to be a raffle. And when you go to KTRS.com, you'll see Radiothon, St. Louis Men's Group. Click on that, and then you'll see AM and the PM, and you'll see a donate tab. Click on that tab to make your donation. And if you donate $300, now you can do this now, you will automatically get, for the $300, four tickets to a Cardinals game and four tickets to a Blues preseason game. So you already have eight tickets to Blues and Cardinals games just for your $300. But if you click on that AM and the PM tab, you are also automatically in the drawing to go to dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's, and you will also stay at the fabulous Four Seasons Hotel any night of the week you want. It's not limited to weeknights. And each of you will get a spa treatment. That is like a, $600 deal in itself. So the raffle is for dinner with me, my wife, and Annie Gunn's, and the Four Seasons thing. The bid of $300 that allows you to be part of that raffle automatically gets you the 8 tickets I just mentioned. So go to the KTRS.com site. Here's what happened last year. We ended up just off of that same package, I believe, with $21,000, which would mean if 70 people do the 300, there's our 21,000. So I don't expect to do that again. I don't know what happened last year. It was incredible, and it was just sort of a phenomenon. We'll take whatever we can get, and we'll be happy for it. So there's a lot going on, and you'll be hearing about it all next week as we work our way up to next Thursday. This Four Seasons Hotel thing, it's a night with an arch, with arch view accommodation, they call it, valued at $615. And you get a choice, both of you, of either a 50-minute pressure massage or European facial. I don't know the difference. I know a facial is just your face. The massage is a massage. Those are valued at $125 each. And that's the beautiful. So stay tuned. Go ahead now if you want this weekend. Load us up with $300 bids. I would love it if by next week, before the thing even starts, we've already beaten everybody else. That would make me very, very happy. Nice email. Thank you, Bill, for the email. He says, I listen to the show every day. I know you're an avid defender of the right to bear arms. Three punks, actually one punk and two punkettes, drove over to Edwardsville yesterday and pistol whipped a woman in her 50s and tried to take her car. She screamed and a neighbor came out, fired shots, and scared him off.
I saw that on the news.
I'm surprised the news even had it on.
Yeah.
He says, both of these toughs were caught, put in juvie for now. They're all 17 and will have a felony record. Another example of a citizen with a gun thwarting criminals you'll probably not hear much about in the mainstream news. Thank you, Bill, for that story. And you're right. Ladies, get in here, please.
Yeah, they hurt that lady pretty bad. I mean,
ooh, that's nice.
Thank goodness they didn't get to go any farther.
Yeah.
This married couple at home one night, and she's griping, complaining because she doesn't have enough money. All her friends seem to have more money to spend, and he said, well, you know, I give you an allowance every month. She says, not enough. He says, well, I think it's more than fair. And I don't care what your friends do or what they buy. I think you got all the money that you need. She says, I want more money if I have to go out and get it myself. He says, and how are you going to do that? He like laughs at her. She says, well, he says, you don't have any skills. You can't be a secretary. You're not a nurse. You've never really held a real job. You don't have any training for anything. She says, well, I'll sell my body if I have to. He bursts out laughing. He goes, have you looked in the mirror? Good luck. And might I add, I don't condone in any way talking to your wife that way.
No.
She says, well, I'll show you. And she walks out and slams the door. 3 o'clock in the morning, she comes back in and she's happy. He says, where have you been? She says, I told you I was going to go out and sell my body, and I did. He says, well, you seem to be in a pretty good mood. She says, yeah, I'll say I'm in a good mood. I have $300.25. He said, who paid you 25 cents? She said, everybody.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
With a multi-vehicle accident northbound on Highway 55 at Park Avenue, blocking the two right lanes at Park Avenue. You're backed up northbound on 55 from, looks like, Highway 44. 44 eastbound on the brakes now from Grand up through Highway 55, all due to those delays in that right lane at Park Avenue. 64 eastbound, heavy in from Chesterfield Parkway east to Mason. 270 to Hanley Boyle through the Poplar Street Bridge, working with a stall at 6th Street on the right shoulder eastbound on Highway 64 as well. Slow southbound 170 between Olive and 64. Eastbound 70, heavy this afternoon between 270 and Lucas and Hunt in Pocket. Southbound 270, heavy between Page and South and Manchester Road in Long Pockets. This update is brought to you by Zillow. Zillow with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning, McGraw sits down with Senator Claire McCaskill to discuss her new memoir. And we chat about the final Muni show of the season, Oklahoma.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Are you a sugar addict? If your body's cravings for sugary food are stronger than your willpower, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the breakthrough that actually reduces sugar cravings. Call 1-800-600-1283. Research indicates that sugar can be just as addictive as cocaine and more dangerous than you ever thought. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, not to mention weight gain and obesity. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated to help you break free from sugar addiction. And best of all, they're giving away free trials to the first 100 callers right now. Call 1-800-600-1283. But supplies are limited, so there's a strict limit of only one per household. Don't let sugar addiction put your life at risk. Nubiotics is your chance to break free the healthy and natural way. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for your free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-1283. Call now for details. 1-800-600-1283.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Because a lot of people are very smart, but they think they can just maneuver the way through a HAMP program or any of the government loan modification programs. And I'm here to tell you, it's complex stuff. And you need the professionals that do it every day better than anybody. That's the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve, didn't you just tell me about a guy that tried to do it his way and decided you guys were the answer?
This gentleman came in and sat down in my office with his wife and his three kids who were all in elementary school. We stepped up and were able to stop his foreclosure or in the process of getting his loan modified to a payment. So the point I'm trying to make here is we do these things every day. We're extremely efficient at it. If you try it yourself and fail, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call us, because we will be the people who are going to give you the best chance to not only save your home, but put your payment at an affordable number for you.
Can't say it any better than that. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly
and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands.
You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling. Before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Taking care of trees is a big job. Not everyone has the knowledge and the training to do it. The certified arborists at T&L Tree Service have been providing a variety of professional service within the tree care, plant health care, and landscaping industry for over 40 years. Trees are good for you, and the experts at T&L Tree Service want to keep your trees healthy for years to come. Call T&L Tree Service at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. T&L Tree Service, online at tltreeservice.com.
Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Haas avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. See how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
All right. You know what that means. When that music comes on, it means it's time. In fact, the time right now in Southern California would be 3:44. That's wine time for this guy. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, where you and your friend, wife, spouse, partner, whatever, will be dining with me and my wife if you win the raffle for your donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. It's at KTRS.com. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. And now here is Mike Evans, everyone.
We did.
Hey, I looked up on the screen here in the studio, and they're running, and I've seen it before, these promotional things for some special about Morton Downey Jr. I used to love that guy.
Oh, man, what a show.
And I didn't catch when it's going to be on here or where, but I'll watch that. That guy was terrific. He smoked a chain smoker. Remember him, Mike, Morton
Downey? Oh, absolutely.
And just... he and Joe Pine, and there was another guy, they all had
it
sort
was
of
the
that.
Jerry Springer show before
yes,
Jerry Springer.
Before Jerry Springer, exactly. And Morton Downey Jr. I really liked Tom Snyder. I just liked, and Dan Aykroyd. Remember the impression Dan Aykroyd did of Tom Snyder?
Oh,
it was dead on. It was
fantabulous.
So I got to find out when this Morton Downey thing is going to be.
It was over. Almost like Dan's Burt Lancaster impression a little bit that the.
No. It's not that. It's not,
well,
that. It's not that.
Tom
good.
Schneider.
Tom,
not that
no,
good.
The Snyder was not as good as the Burt Lancaster. Let's not put those in the same category. What was that?
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
No.
Maybe I accidentally said it that
No, you
time.
Didn't. We're smarter than that. We know you. We can tell. We're experts at it.
Pockwitz question, name the name of the star who is afraid of heights because first time they found, they tried skydiving, the first parachute didn't open.
Ooh, that's not good.
Backup parachute open. Mm. Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Meg Ryan.
Oh, all Ryans. It's the all Ryan quiz. I like it.
Love Nuggets. Is it
true?
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris spotted ring shopping.
I have decided she's attractive.
I didn't think so at first, but now I think she's kind of hot. No, I'm telling you, she filled out a little bit. She was too skinny. She kind of filled out a little bit.
Is it true? Jennifer Gardner was blindsided by Ben Affleck's behavior and the breakup. She is devastated, a mess, crying to friends, hasn't gone back to work, and now their children are in therapy. You know, it was kind of, you know, the nanny gate and all that, but really this is a sad story. It was a happy marriage, and just, it really is a sad story.
Not sad for me.
Television news. What did you say?
Not sad for me. I don't care. I just don't get into that. I don't know who the people are who care.
I hate to see anybody suffer, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah, well.
That's just
Hollywood people.
TV news, there have been some major disappointments this summer on TV. Under the Dome.
Oh, my goodness. That show, it was horrible after about 10 episodes.
True Detective, so confusing, nobody ended up watching it.
I watched the finale. I recorded it. It was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Except the action was good. It was violent. But I never understood the whole season what I was watching.
I absolutely agree. Totally agree. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Anyway.
No.
While there is not a lot of buzz, the following shows have been averaging between 6 and 9 million viewers each week. Thus, these are summer winners. Alaska Bush People on the Discovery Channel.
Wow.
Master Chef on the Food Network. Major Crimes and Rizzoli and Isle on the TNT network. American Ninja Warrior on NBC.
Mm.
And the two big winners every summer, Big Brother and America's Got Talent. I don't get this at all. Michael and Dina Lohan are still pitching their own reality show? Huh? I mean, we don't even care about Lindsay Lohan. Why would they're not even living together? Who in the world would watch and Dina Lohan reality
show?
Here's
a question, and I'm serious about this. I can't believe there are still soap operas on in the middle of the day. My wife watches two of them, Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless. I would never, 20 years ago, if you'd said, you think there'll still be soap operas on in the middle of the day on TV in 2015, I'd have said, no way.
But you just answered your question, though.
But
your wife is watching. Other people, women are watching.
But there can't be any woman under 40 watching those soap operas.
And they're very goofy.
They're the same plot line as they always were. It's like watching, As the World Turns 30 years ago.
I hear you.
I don't get it.
I agree, Franco. Have you seen Last Comic Standing?
Not for a long time.
It's about as funny as a root canal.
Mm.
Their people on there are just not funny. How does that thing keep coming back every? It's a summer replacement, I don't get it. It's unwatchable.
You remember a show a million years ago? The host was a guy named Bobby Van. It was called Make Me Laugh.
Oh yes,
yeah, I remember that show.
And you're on a timer, and you have to see if you can go without laughing. It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah.
New York Post headline above the story: Donald Trump, as he tried to do damage control on his accused war against women. The headline, actually a direct Trump quote, turned into a Post headline. Headline screamed, "No one can please the women like I can."
There you go, Donald.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Date in history, born on this date, August 13th, two people that I've known for years. Born in 1930, now Make, as we say in Hawaii, means deceased, Make. Great guy, nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Don Ho's birthday today. He passed in 2007. Don't ruin his song, honey, please. I'm begging.
Sorry.
Okay. The other guy born on this date, 1959. I was on the air with for quite a while on the Loop in Chicago. Jerk. Birthday for Danny Bonaducci today.
I've never liked that guy.
Yeah, well, I've had my run-ins with him. I was on the air with him for 8 years, 9 years. Anyway.
No.
And finally.
No.
I like it when you say no, because I know you're being honest with me.
Danny Bonaducci was the cute kid who turned into the ugly adult guy.
The ugly adult drunk drug addict.
Yeah.
Violent, too. Very violent.
Wow.
And he was married to a woman named Gretchen, who was just wonderful. Just a sweetheart, but she dumped him.
Mm-hmm.
Name the name of the star who is afraid of heights because the first time they ever went skydiving, the first parachute didn't know, but Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Meg Ryan.
I'll say Reynolds.
Gosling.
Seacrest.
Answer is Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
I got it, Sam.
Does that mean Dan got it?
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate it when you get it. That was Mike Evans. He's sponsored by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I've had a tough time the last couple of years finding really good red tomatoes that taste like they just came right out of somebody's garden. But I'd find them at Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse. When you eat there at Annie Gunn's and you get tomatoes, that's the kind of tomatoes they are. And you can buy them at the Smokehouse Market. So there you go. Just a tip. Another reason to go there, and gift cards are always a good idea. There's a C in Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are now 9 locations, soon to be 10 locations. It wasn't that long ago we were telling you, well, Schaefer has 8 locations. Well, that was true, but now they've expanded. And that's good news for you folks who are in the Clayton area, because there's a Schaefer in Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. So there's a Webster location for the Webster people and the Kirkwood people, and now Maplewood will serve the Clayton area, Schaefer. And probably in another 4 or 5 weeks, I'll have a 10th location for you for Schaefer. I don't know of any auto body name that has that many locations. That's what happens when you are really, really good at what you do, and they are. And I guess the number one thing, of course, is how the vehicle looks when it comes out of there and what kind of work they did, but they go so far above and beyond that to helping everything about the process be so much easier and simpler, like the paperwork with the insurance company, a rental car, if you have rental car coverage, picking you up, taking you where you're going to go, deliver the vehicle, whatever. They'll do whatever it takes. They are incredible. Schaefer, and that's who you tell your insurance company you want that car to go to when it's in an accident. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Still working with that crash northbound Highway 55 at Park Avenue. Still blocking the 2 right lanes. Still delays northbound on Highway 55 up through the Poplar Street Bridge from about 44. Eastbound 44 heavy as well from Jefferson up through Highway 55 due to the accident as well. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now between Mason and Big Bend. Then again between Boyle and 12th Street. They've gotten the issue out of the way at 6th Street. Southbound 170, drivers headed down to 64. Still heavy between Olive and 64. Eastbound on Highway 70, lingering volume between Lindbergh and Lucas and Hunt passing the airport. We've thinned out up in North County, just a heavier pocket right at Lindbergh eastbound on Highway 270. This update is brought to you by PSCMetals.com. PSC Metals, get the free PSC Metals VIP card August 13th and get entered to win $250 gas card. PSC Metals, PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cancer. We need a cure. That's why the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon Thursday, August 20th. Every $100 donation will receive 4 tickets to a Cardinals game or 4 Blues preseason game tickets. All day long, other exceptional items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the fabulous auction packages you can bid on. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you in part by PSC Metals, American Eagle Credit Union, and the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Introducing Marquee Rewards, now playing at Argosy Casino. It's the players club that goes where you go, like M Resort Las Vegas, Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, and more.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is your official severe weather station. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
All right, we want to see all of you Saturday from 11 to 2 at the parking lot at Johnny Landoff. It is going to be fun. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The guy proceeded to get out the car, grab my son in his collar.
A West County mother fearful for her son's safety, why she says someone targeted her son.
Car break-ins in West St. Louis leave victims angry at their apartment company, why they say security should have been better.
A Fenton company now linked to a Colorado environmental disaster. What the company is saying about its role tonight.
A key decision in a lawsuit challenging financing for a new riverfront stadium. The ruling handed down late this afternoon.
Delightful weather as we head into the evening. Changes are going to be slow, but it's going to start to feel a little more like summertime.